Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki Grandmaster and Tarot Reader. With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Good morning, everybody. I hope you all are having a wonderful morning. And thank you for joining me. So I'm going to do some readings today and answer as many questions for you as I possibly can. Please make your questions as specific as possible so we have time to get to as many people as possible during this 45-minute show. Good morning. Hello. You're on with Raven.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I called a couple of weeks ago to ask you about a vacation.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned a guy. I didn't end up going on vacation, by the way. But anyway, you mentioned a guy that that you said I was going to be interacting with in the middle of the year. So can you? I know who it is that you're talking about. Can you give me any, because this is somebody I haven't spoken to in a while. Can you give me any information on the reconciliation?
Okay, are you looking for a time frame or how it's going to happen?
Anything. I'll take any clues. A time frame would be great. You said that first. I'll take that.
Okay. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Dion.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that reconciliation with this person is going to come a little bit later in the year. But I feel like you guys are, if you haven't already, you guys are going to kind of run into each other. Does that make sense? It's, and then it's going to be like a casual chit chat scenario.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, I haven't seen him in 3 years, so I don't know. I'm sure I'll run into him somewhere, but
I'm not sure where you're located, but do you, near where you are, have what I'm seeing is, it's not like a, I don't want to say large grocery store, but it has like, it's a store. I see produce and I see like a coffee stand inside this store.
So I'm going to run into him at a grocery store.
Yeah, I don't know if it's at the coffee stand inside the grocery store or the grocery store itself. It doesn't feel like a large grocery store. You know, I'm not, but it's not a small one either. And it's almost like you guys bump into each other and you don't recognize each other right away. I get this feeling of confusion at first. So just give it time, hun. It'll all work out.
Okay. So you're
it's almost as though you guys both had a lot of growing up to do. You know, there were things that you both had to work on.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to, like, make myself be in the same area as him before. And I'm like, you know, this is like manipulation in a way, you know, like I'm trying to make it happen. And then I'm like, well, if it's supposed to happen, it'll just happen. And just kind of let God, the universe take over. And so that's where I'm at. And I kind of just let that go. And then when I called about the vacation, because I'm like, don't ask about love. Don't ask about love. They're going
to. Everybody wants to know about love.
You know, the problem is that everybody always brings up the same guy from my past, and they're always like, oh, yeah, you're going to reconcile with him, and you're going to live with him, and this is what's going to happen. And you actually brought up his daughter. You told me that somebody, I was going to have to tell somebody to, like, stick their nose out of my business or whatever. And I'm like, see, she just brought him up, and I called about a vacation. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to call her back, and I'm going to say, okay. you said sometime in the middle of the year, because I would love to cohabitate with a boyfriend. So you gave me something to look forward to, and you didn't even know that.
Well,
you, like,
that
you
vacation,
really made
vacation. Are you still
going to
take that vacation?
You made a couple of my days.
You still need that vacation. You need it for you. So even if it's a little one, you know, go take a little one to a, you know, a hotel where you don't have to think about anything that has to do with the house or jobs, or just give yourself a little bit of love.
As soon as I get the money to do that, I will. I
have okay.
Money. That's it. But I will do that because I have it right here on my to-do list. It's right in front of my face. So I promise you that that is something I will do. I am just, you know, I'm working every day. It's just whenever God releases the funds.
Well, you'll get there. You will. You'll get there. Everything has its own timeline. Everything happens when we are ready for it to happen, not when we want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the hardest lessons to learn.
You're right about that. You know, the things that... What I had, one of the things you said I had to growing up to do, one of the things that I had to realize that even the hard times, those hard times that you go through are your learning lessons, and the people that you run into, you never know why, or I don't know. It's just like, it's necessary. You got to swallow the bitter pill sometimes. But when you told me that, you gave me confirmation that he still thinks about me. So him and I are still connected energetically.
Yes, you are. And I feel you are ready to move forward. I feel that the lessons that you needed to learn, you have learned. Now we're applying those, okay? He's still not quite there, and that's why it's taken longer for you guys to pull together. It's because he's just not as far as you are. But he is getting there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good day, dear.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on with Raven. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, Raven. My name is Tim.
Okay, what can I do for you today?
Oh, so I just had a question. I've been trying to buckle down as far as my spirituality to try to manifest similar things, job, career, abundance. I've been talking to my archangels before I go to sleep. Spirit guide, just asking me to assist me along. I was wondering if you had any message from spirit. For me.
Okay. So some of that cut out. Do you mind repeating that for me?
Sure. No problem. So I said I've been trying to bring a new job / career into the new year. I've been trying to buckle down and talk to my archangels and my guides every night before I go to sleep, just asking for a little direction. I was just curious if the spirit had any words for me in that regard.
Okay. Sorry about that. So, immediately what I'm getting is that you're almost trying too hard. You kind of need to branch out a little bit. I'm getting the word overlook. So you're overlooking something. Okay, so while you're seeking a new job and you're looking at different ads, I guess you could call them, you know, people are listing jobs and you're getting ready to apply. They're telling me that they want you to close your eyes before you actually apply. Because it's almost as though you're putting your energy into applications that aren't going to go anywhere. They want you to put your energy into applications that will take you somewhere, and that if you close your eyes, they can help draw you in. It's almost as though, what's the words I'm looking for? You hear them and you receive the messages when you're dreaming, but when you're awake, it's like you're tuned out to them and they want you to start paying more attention. And sometimes when we close our eyes, we can pay more attention to what they're leading us to. You'll feel it in your gut.
Okay.
I know it sounds really weird to do, but when you're going through the applications, just close your eyes, put your hand out, you know, and ask them, is this the one I'm supposed to apply to? And you're going to feel that communication with them.
Okay.
Because they don't want you wasting your time, if that makes sense. And I keep getting the branch out, so maybe widen your search a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, I guess it does. Yes. So they are giving me the message when I'm sleeping. I feel like I don't remember dreams, so I've been trying to get part of the problem is I go to sleep so late, so I'm trying to get to the sleep like around a decent time to see if maybe then I'll remember any dreams.
Well, if you're having issues falling asleep, you can ask them for guidance via your dreams. Drink a cup of chamomile, lavender tea, mugwort tea is really good, and it'll help relax you. Mugwort will make your dreams a little more vivid, so they'll be easier to remember. I suggest mixing it with something because it's a little on the bitter side. It's not the best tasting stuff in the world. And only one cup because you don't... What's that?
Did you say mugwort tea?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
Like I said, it will make your dreams vivid. You don't want to drink too much of it because then you're going to make yourself sick. But one cup, I drink one cup every night before bed. When you wake, the minute you wake up, make sure you have a piece of paper there so you can help write down what you do recall. And then... after a couple days, because we don't recall everything that comes through in dreams, but usually a dream that's of significance will repeat itself, or the parts of the dream that we missed will repeat itself, and just write them down, and you'll end up with a whole message.
Got it. Okay, I'm on it immediately. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
Do the same. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hi. My name
How
is
are
Camille.
You?
Thank you for taking my call. Oh, I'm good. Thank you. So
what can I do for you, honey?
Is, okay, I have a tenant. Her name is Brianna, and she owes me a partial rent payment tomorrow. Will Brianna be making me this payment? Will I be receiving this payment tomorrow?
Okay, automatically, I feel like she really wants to, but she needs a day or two. Does that make sense? I feel like she's trying to gather it all together, but it's just not, she's having a real hard time. So, if you're up for it, I'd give her a day or two, see if she can't pull it all together.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, it's not the answer you wanted.
Well, because there's a bill that must be paid on Saturday. So the strength of me being able to accomplish paying this household expense on Saturday, you know, hinges on her making the payment tomorrow. So it's kind of one of those things where one falls into the other.
Right. That always makes things difficult. You know, she might pull up some luck and get some extra money, but at this very moment, I'm seeing that she's going to need a day or two.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hello, this is Pearl from Texas.
Hi.
Hello, are you the same Raven that's been in a chat for a while, like a BTR fan?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. There's a Raven that was in chat before that I spoke to along, like a couple of years ago, so I just thought I would ask.
Okay.
So I was... it's nice to connect with you. I was wondering I was thinking about going back to school to get my degree or finish up my degree, and I wondered if now is the right time for that.
Okay, so we want to know if right this minute is the right time or if you should wait.
Yes, or should I not do it at all?
Okay, so what I'm getting is start next month. I'm not sure when your classes start, but I'm getting next month is when you should.
They would start next month.
Well, there you go. I get start next month, so start next month.
So will it help me in my career to make more money, or do I not need it at this point in my life?
As far as the making more money, I see that down the road. As far as you personally, what I get is that you will feel more fulfilled. That's almost a tongue twister. So either way, you're in a win-win situation.
Okay. Well, I have the time to do this. You always say, well, you can make the time if you really want to do something, but I have to take off something in order to do this.
It's going to be tight time-wise, but yes, you will have the time. You're just going to have to juggle some things around and don't forget to ask for help when needed.
Yeah. I usually wait too late.
No, go for it. Grab it. It's there for you. I see you finishing. So either way, you end up managing to do it. I think right now you're feeling overwhelmed. So just take a deep breath. Let it all come, and you know that you are strong enough to handle each obstacle that comes along. This is what you want to do. And because this is what you want to do, you have the means, you have the willpower, and you're going to make it happen. You just kind of have to juggle just a little bit.
I think the last component is the affordability. It's not the most, it's not local, it's online, and it's not inexpensive, but there should be some grants and things that apply.
I do see you getting a helping hand in regards to, you know, that, and honey, just go for it. I keep getting go for it.
Okay.
I wish I had other words for you, but all I keep getting is go for it. I am getting that you need to relax a little bit. You're feeling your energy is coming through as though you've been very stressed lately. So try to take a deep breath because things are falling into place for you. Okay.
Okay. That's actually very nice to hear.
It doesn't feel like it at the moment, but they are. The bricks are being laid, so the path before you is clear.
Okay. Very nice message. Oh, it would be nice if things settle down.
They will. Just be like Dorothy, put the ruby red slippers on, click and go, there's no place like home. And then give yourself a nice warm bubble bath.
Okay. That's funny. That's the second time I've heard that metaphor lately. So it must be a sign.
Oh, I didn't know anybody else said it but me. That's great. Well, you just made my day. So, yes, the bricks are being laid. So you're going to be able to do everything you want to accomplish. Just one brick at a time, dear.
Okay. Yeah. Pace yourself. So we'll see.
Exactly. You got it. You got this. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on with Raven.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Tired, but good. I had a question on what you see in my love life.
Okay, what about your love life, dear?
Like, do you see someone coming? Like, what do you see?
Okay, so you're wanting that love connection. You have a lot going on right now, don't you?
Half and half. I just bought my own house, so I'm still getting my house in order.
Now, that alone is stressful right there. fun but stressful.
I know. I think I'm more blessed than anything. Like, it's rough, but it came at, couldn't have come at like the most perfect time.
Okay, so you're probably not going to like what I have to say, and I'm very sorry. There's some things going on for you that have to do with your growth. So it's, you're learning how to take the disappointments of the past and turn them into positives, and taking those lessons and applying them later. And that's kind of what seems to be going on. You kind of need to surrender to yourself, if that makes sense. And do some contemplating on what you truly want out of a partner. There's things that we often think we want, but in all reality, when we get truthful with ourselves, they're not what we need. So that seems to be what they're saying that you need to work on. And once you're able to do that, then, you know, you'll be open for the correct love that you would actually need in your life and want. So you need to surrender to yourself, forgive yourself for things that have happened in the past, have a little bit of clarity, you know, those types of things in your life right now. And then we can move forward to into love. I call this the self-awakening stage,
okay,
that we go through in life. Okay?
All right.
Not that there's not love out there. They're saying you need to learn this lesson so we can bring the right kind of love into your life.
Okay.
All right? You have a good day.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on.
Hello?
With Raven. Hello.
Oh, hi, Raven. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sonia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. I have a question concerning my career specifically. Today was just out of the blue with my immediate boss, which I found out I have a new boss now. Anyway, everything happened fast. I was just told, guess what? You have a new title. I'm like, really? So I got all excited. So basically what they did, they added more responsibilities. They said wonderful things about me, and this and that. But to make a long story short, when I asked about if there's going to be an increase, they said not right now. And they're going to bring someone else on board to help out and stuff. But I'll be doing more work, more stuff. They're going to include me in more meetings and stuff. They're going to train me in more stuff. But not more pay at the moment. They said probably next year. It might be early this year, but we have two things going. We have our bonuses from last year that hasn't kicked in. They said maybe March. And there could be a company-wide merit increase. So I don't know what you're picking up with any of that.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot, you know, and I'm so, I didn't even have my lunch yet. And I was like, my head was spinning. I'm like, really, you're going to dish this on me now?
Okay, so, wow. Okay, so what was your question, dear?
No, I just want to know, like, about this pay increase thing, because, you know, they said such wonderful things that they were trying to brainstorm who could they bring on the team. And instead of getting people from the outside, they said, you've been doing this for so long in the technical area, but we want to get you more involved with the clients. You have the experience. As a matter of fact, they said when you came on board, you came with more than what you can offer. So I'm saying to myself, I'm hearing all these things, and then you can't give me an increase because they said, oh, when you came on board, you know, that this new position pays much less, and you're already making above that. So anyways, I was just, you know.
What a crock.
Yeah. So I don't know if their increase like for the new title, is it something going to come this year? I'm not talking about the bonuses and a company-wide.
You want to know if you're going to get a raise eventually with this new position, correct?
Yeah, with a new position.
No.
But is it going to have to wait till next year around this time, February?
No.
Or is there going to be something this year? You know what I mean?
And you want me to be completely honest with you?
Uh-huh.
What I get is that they're blowing smoke. They're giving you a title because they don't want to lose you, but they don't want to pay you anymore.
I see. Okay.
So, if I were you and you really like the company, I would wait a little bit and then maybe push again for a raise. I don't see them doing it. I think their budget is extremely tight as it is. So they don't have a whole lot of wiggle room when it comes to, you know, giving raises to people.
So basically there'll be nothing this year for me then, basically.
I don't see any raises this year.
Okay. So what about the company-wide merit increase? That's not going to happen either across the board?
I feel they might do cost of living increase.
Okay. All right.
But as far as individual raises, I don't see that happening.
And then, of course, the bonuses like they do every year. I mean, hopefully that will happen in March. Do you see that?
I don't think they've made a decision on exactly when that's going to be released. If it is.
Well, the thing is that they've been doing it every single year, and we have had to do extra work to meet those goals.
Right.
That's what that's based on. That has nothing to do with merit increase or anything. That's just separate, you know. All right. I mean, they know what I'm made of. I've shown them. So if there would be nothing this year, no increase this year, that means I'm never, ever in my life, as long as I work here, get another increase? Or, you know what I mean?
I don't see one this year. Maybe next year, but I don't see one this year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I would keep pushing them. If you really like the job, everybody has willpower. Everybody's path can change. Everybody can make a change in their life. When you ask a psychic a question, we get the answers of, you know, right now. What has happened up to this point, you know, if it stays on this path, this is what's happening. So you can choose to bug them every couple months asking for a raise. You can, you know, put it out there. This is why I deserve this raise. This is why I deserve to make more money. And, you know, you may be able to change their mind.
Okay.
Nothing is set in stone.
Somebody else coming on the team. I mean, he doesn't really have much experience. He's not even a college graduate, but he kind of works his way in. You know, he does some little stuff here and there, but I'm going to have to teach him a lot of the stuff that I've been doing. I've been pretty much, I have a technical team that I work with. I do some of the technical work, but I'm pretty much been flying solo. And I've had to endure some very difficult things when the system went down a year and a half ago and all hell broke loose. So I was alone dealing with all that stress and I didn't leave. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, I am doing things on my own, self-study. I want to become an administrator for a particular system. They don't know about that. I was debating if to tell them or not, but I'm not going to tell them because they're going to say, oh, you have that skill. Okay, let's put it to good use. And I don't want to be a situation where they're going to take advantage of my new skill and not pay me for it. So I'm just going to keep it hush-hush to myself And eventually this year I'll become certified. I'll do some volunteer work to get my foot in there. I'm already using the system, but this will be more to administrate it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I want to get into. How do you see that going for me eventually? I mean, that's something I'm doing on the side.
How do I see that going for you? I see it going very well. I see that eventually you will not be with the company that you're with.
Okay.
And I say eventually, I don't, because the timeline's a little fuzzy.
Do you think another 2 years here maybe or so?
Yeah, that feels about right, about two and a half years. It's like, as much as you want to jump ship and go to a new company, you want to have enough experience and background. So you keep second guessing on whether or not you have enough experience to change.
Right. I mean, I came here with over 10 years experience in this field. So if that's not enough, but this new skill I'm learning, there's a lot of jobs out there.
Right, that's the one. That's the one I'm referring to.
Oh, okay.
The new skill you're gonna. It's, you know, you keep wanting to leave the one that you're in right now to go pursue this new skill in a new company,
well,
but you keep doing things that
really.
Hold you back
that
a bit.
Until I become certified, yeah.
Right. And you get the experience.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. You can find both links on the main page of the Block Radio Talk Show page. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. This is Lindy from Sacramento. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, about the same. The reason I called you this morning, Raven, is because there seems to have an issue has come up regarding me getting a wheelchair. My doctor has prescribed it, but the lady in DME says I can't have it because I got a walker last year, which makes no sense. So I contacted patient assistance, and I spoke to a very kind person named Sophia, and she sounded very sincere in doing her very best to help me. Will this turn out in my favor? Will I be given the wheelchair?
Oh, honey, I told you there was going to be delays with this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fight.
Wow.
You're going to have to fight back really hard if you want that wheelchair, dear.
Yeah, I already did, pretty much. I spoke to patient assistance yesterday, and supposedly they act as your advocate. All right. Well, my I honestly do not feel like I'm ready to go back to work. I'm supposed to go back to work 1 week from tomorrow. And so I'll be contacting my doctor early next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday at the latest, and give her an update on how I'm doing. Will she extend my time off, do you think?
No. No, I think she's, unless something significant happens, I don't feel that she wants to extend it any more than she already has.
Well,
And has your job, have you spoken with them about the accommodations?
They are, we're not at that point yet. I have a good feeling that they will. The heating pad at my desk is not a big deal, I'm sure. And they will provide a more ergonomic chair, no doubt about that. So I just have a good intuitive feeling that as far as them doing that, I think they'd be like to do the best they can to accommodate me.
Okay. Well, I would keep, you know, really fighting for your wheelchair. I think that's going to make a big difference for you as far as your mobility goes. But I don't see your doctor extending it anymore unless something happens between now and then.
Wow. Well, do you see me being able to keep my current employment at least until October of this year?
Yes, I still see you being able to keep your current employment. I do feel that they're going to give you the accommodations to make things a little easier for you. You know, you might ask them if you can, if there's any way you can work from home a couple days.
Yeah, well, I mean, they put them to do that. They would have to bring their equipment to my apartment, and I don't have a private space, really, for them to do that. If there's something else I can do, if they think of another thing I can do at home that's not maybe exactly the same with my job description right now, I'm open to that. And when I spoke to one of the ladies initially from the department that handles leaves like this, she actually broached the subject of working at home. So do you think maybe they might try to find something similar that I could do from home?
I think that they'd be open to discuss it, but you need to discuss it with them prior to going back full time.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
That way they don't feel like they're being, you know, it's just sudden, you know, they had time to, okay, she's going to come back to work. Let's think about how we can make this the most comfortable for everybody. You know, give them a little time to plan things out.
And you know, Raven, in my heart, and I'm very intuitive, I feel like my supervisor and my team lead, I feel like they like me and that they're not out to get me, you know. I think they're concerned about me. So I know the difference in that experience. So I honestly don't think they're out to get me out of the building.
No, I think they're going to try and accommodate you as much as they can. I mean, it is a company. They can only go so far. But I do feel that they're going to accommodate you the best that they can.
All right. So you think I'm good at least through October of 2020?
Yes.
Well, that's good. But you know me, Raven, I'm very stubborn. Will I choose?
Yes.
Will it be my choice to work longer?
I think you will be given the choice to work longer if you choose to.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think ideally probably February of 2021. Will I make it that long if I want to? And will my employer allow it?
I'm not getting a straight answer on that one, dear. And I think it's because there's too many variables at play right now. I think that's just a little too far out in regards to this situation to say definitively yes or no.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I'm safe. It's okay, but I'm safe through October of this year, right?
I do feel that you are okay until October of this year.
Fair enough. And also, I ordered some new hearing aids. I like the man who helped me. I went in there and I told him I was looking at the Phonak Marvel behind the hearing aid, but he really guided me to get the Starkey Livio hearing aid. I'm supposed to go in tomorrow and pick it up. I am allowed one exchange. So will I be thrilled with the hearing aid to pick up tomorrow, or will I decide to go back in within my 45 days and say, you know what, no, I want to get the Phonak Marvel instead? or another brand?
I think you're going to like it, but there's going to be some adjustments. I think you'd be happy with the one that you're picking up. You'd also be happy with the second one that you mentioned. So, honey, I think it's just going to be whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. Well, I didn't know this until 3 minutes ago. I went online, and the Philonec Marvel has a gadget. It looks like a pen, and you can point it and create higher sound for, like, whatever that – where that sound is coming from. Which I think is amazing, but I think Starkey has like a microphone too that may be similar, which I will discuss with him tomorrow. But the office, I love them. I hope to continue a good rapport with them. And you know what,
hey, darling, I don't mean to cut you off, but I would like to be able to get one more caller in today. If you want, go to my Facebook page and message me, and I will try to help you some more. Okay.
Oh, you're very nice. I appreciate you and I respect you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, I have time for one more caller today. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. If you go and you like my Facebook page, though, I do some live free readings on there, and hopefully I can get to your questions. Or you guys can book a full reading with me. Hi, you're on with Raven.
Hello. Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can I do for you today?
Employment question. I am looking for employment. It's been looking for a while. Just can't get someone to say, you're hired, we want you to come aboard. So do you see anything coming in the future? Anything I can do to change that?
Okay. And what field are you currently looking in?
Accounting and finance.
Have you tried... Okay, hold on. Banks. Sorry, I was getting a building, but I couldn't make out what the building was. Have you tried applying to, like, the banks?
You said banks?
Yes.
I have, but usually banks require credit checks, and I won't pass it.
Okay. You know, in all honesty, that's where I see that you should be working, is in a bank. So you might want to take something that's like outside your field for now until you could maybe fix your credit. Keep seeing you sitting at a bank helping people.
Like a bank branch office or a bank corporate office?
A branch office.
No, they definitely, the branch offices require credit checks. And that's pretty much across the board. Plus, I don't even know, I have no qualifications for a bank branch office job, but I know 100% that they'll pull a credit report. And you said, wait, I'm like years before things start dropping off.
Okay, well, let me pull some cards and see they're saying. Okay, the cards are saying that you need to have some patience, which you probably have had plenty, and you're nearing the end of your rope right now. Persistence and courage to change my outcome. So, you know, maybe going into a different field for a while, if you're open to that.
I'm always open to anything to get me back to working, but the thing of it is that I don't know how to explain it. It's not, I have over 10 years of experience in accounting and finance. I have a degree in accounting. That's what makes up my experience. Saying switch over to something else, which I think I would be good at, maybe diversity, HR diversity and inclusion. However, you just can't switch over. You have to go back to school, get a degree in HR, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just not feasible for making something happen now. Maybe in the future, Dill, but you see what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be pessimistic or anything. That's just the reality of where it is nowadays. You just can't go, oh, I'm changing careers without getting whatever minimum requirements that you need. You see what I'm saying? So it's just, I just always feel like I'm in the rock and a hard place. Even in my field, because I'm not a CPA, I have a challenge of some jobs I have the best experience, and I've been told you have the best experience, but they won't even do a phone screen with you because you don't have a CPA. That's how crazy it is out here. And I don't make the rules, and I can't change the rules. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's just, I just don't know what to do. And with the credit reports, that's coming up more and more with financial institutions and without financial institutions, because it's just a screen out process.
I'm sorry you're going through such a hard time. I mean, you may have to take a job for a little while that you just don't like, and that's not your norm, you know. There's waitress jobs and stuff like that until you get back on your feet and you can go back into the field that you want. It's just not going to be something that you desire right now.
Okay. So you see nothing coming up?
I don't, dear.
Any way to change it?
Your credit? You're going to have, if you want to stay in the career that you enjoy, you're going to have to fix that. It is blocking you.
Well, it's blocking me for some jobs, but not all jobs. But, for example, credit. I have disputed things on my credit report, just trying to hope that the company doesn't respond. If they don't respond, then they have to take it off. Got maybe 5% successful on that. So I've tried that also, and like 2 months I can kind of dispute again and go through the same process. But if it doesn't work of what I'm doing now, that I it doesn't come off until the 6 or 7 year period. It doesn't.
So it's like, that's where I feel so helpless sometimes, because I try to do stuff to help me, but seem like nothing I try works.
Well, I'm like I said, I'm really sorry that you're having such a hard time right now. You know, you may have to go into another field for a while until you can get that all squared away.
Okay, that's fine. But they pull credit reports in most fields nowadays. Like I said, it's a legal way of not hiring people. So even if I look at other stuff, which I do, but the other thing of stuff that, for example, I apply for Home Depot, Lowe's, stuff like that, I'm overqualified. They're not going to hire me because they know in a blink of an eye, I will leave. So that's the other side of it. And I'm not giving excuses or anything. I've tried everything. It's just, there's no winning.
Oh, ma'am, my show is over now and I have to log off. And I do hope that you do find something that will help you financially and take off some of that stressful burden. I will light a candle for you to hopefully guide your way into something that will help you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. That is our show. If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Reading. Again, I'd like to thank you for allowing me into your lives to give you guidance today, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.